I popularized the MIRIT test for posterior infarction over 40 years ago. The concept is simple, and 40 plus years later, this visual aid has not only retained its usefulness, but I'll suggest two more applications in which the mirror image concept provides equally invaluable assistance. So, what do I mean by the MIRIT test for posterior infarction? The concept is simple. And based on the fact that the standard 12-lead ECG does not directly view the posterior wall of the left ventricle. To resolve this, one could either apply posterior leads in the form of leads V7, V8, and V9, which continue laterally and posteriorly along the chest wall after lead V6, or one could simply look at a mirror image opposite picture of the anterior leads on a standard 12-lead ECG. It is this latter approach that I've called the mirror test. In an acute STEMI, there is ST segment elevation in two or more leads in a given lead area. And if we think of the left ventricle as resembling a cylindrical-like structure, then each of the walls of the left ventricle will lie almost opposite to each of the other walls. From this opposing relationship of the anterior, septal, inferior, lateral, and posterior walls of the left ventricle, to simplify by naming these general lead areas, comes the concept of reciprocal changes. With a STEMI, there is ST elevation in those leads that overlie the area of acute infarction. In any one or more of the opposing LV walls, instead of ST segments going up, as they do in the area overlying the acute infarction, the ST segments may go down, producing reciprocal ST depression. This finding of reciprocal ST depression is an invaluable aid for suggesting that ECG changes are acute. I'll repeat this because this point cannot be overemphasized. The finding of reciprocal ST depression is an invaluable aid for suggesting that ECG changes are acute. The reason I say this is that sometimes the ST elevation may be subtle and not sufficient in shape or amount for us to be certain if this ECG finding is new or old. But if, in addition to ST elevation, we also see mirror image opposite ST depression in an expected location, this greatly increases the likelihood that these ECG changes are acute. Now, my purpose in making this brief audio pearl is to suggest not just one, but three clinical situations in which the ECG finding of a mirror image opposite ST segment appearance provides key clinical information. The first of these is use of the mirror test for the diagnosis of acute posterior infarction. The problem with using posterior leads is that the heart's electrical activity is significantly dampened by distance and denseness of tissues in the path from these posteriorly placed electrode leads V7, V8, and V9 on the way to the heart, such that ST segment amplitudes are significantly reduced. As a result, even if you do see ST elevation in these posterior leads, the amount of ST elevation is usually minimal and not easy to appreciate. It's much easier to appreciate the acute ST segment changes of posterior infarction from the change in shape and amount of ST depression that you can readily see in the anterior leads with the mirror test. To do the mirror test, simply flip the ECG over. Then hold the ECG up to the light to see the mirror image view of the anterior leads. Computers now make this easy. Simply select the lead or leads of interest, choose flip vertical in your settings, and you instantly have a mirror image view. For posterior infarction, we focus on chest leads V1 through V4. As opposed to what happens with diffuse subendocardial ischemia, in which we see generalized and usually a comparable amount of ST depression in at least 7 or 8 leads with ST elevation in lead AVR, with posterior infarction, the amount of ST depression is most in leads V1 through V4. And usually maximal in lead V2 and or lead V3. Thus, the area of maximal ST depression is localized when there is posterior MI, and it is not localized when there is diffuse subendocardial ischemia. Additional clues that the ST depression you see in the anterior leads is the result of posterior MI is often forthcoming from the finding of acute ST elevation in the inferior leads, since the most common cause of posterior MI is acute RCA, right coronary artery occlusion, because the RCA typically supplies both the inferior and posterior left ventricular walls. Caveat: on occasion, you can see an isolated acute posterior MI, that is, an acute posterior MI without accompanying inferior MI. The culprit artery in such cases of isolated posterior MI is either a non-dominant left circumflex artery or acute occlusion of an obtuse marginal branch of the left circumflex artery. But here again, the mirror test helps you to identify this lesion. A final clue that you are dealing with posterior infarction may be the finding of unexpectedly tall R waves in one or more of the anterior leads, which when viewed in the mirror test, simulate infarction Q waves. I'll emphasize that taller than expected R waves in anterior leads V1, V2, or V3 are not always seen with posterior infarction. But when they are seen, this increases suspicion of posterior infarction. Let me emphasize the following. I am not saying that you should never do posterior leads, because I know that posterior leads are standard procedure in many EMS systems. Instead, what I am saying is that it is possible to make the diagnosis of acute posterior infarction much more quickly and easily by simply using the standard 12-lead ECG. From my own experience, I don't think I have ever seen a case in which posterior leads told me something that I did not immediately know by looking at the standard 12-lead ECG. With just a little bit of practice, it becomes easy to mentally apply the mirror test in your head, and therefore diagnose acute posterior infarction without need to delay for placement of posterior leads that are often unrevealing. Let me finish this brief audio pearl with a look at those two additional situations in which looking for mirror image opposite changes in ST-T wave appearance also provides invaluable information. Although mirror image opposite reciprocal ST changes can be seen in any of the other ECG lead areas, there is a special, almost magical, mirror image opposite relationship between lead 3 and lead AVL. It is sometimes difficult to know if concave up ST elevation in the inferior leads is due to a repolarization variant or acute infarction. This is especially true when the QRS complex in lead AVL is predominantly negative, because the T wave may normally be inverted in AVL when the QRS is predominantly negative. More than just T-wave inversion, we are looking for a mirror image opposite appearance of the ST segment in T-wave between these two leads. Although there are exceptions, most of the time the absence of this mirror image opposite change in lead AVL means that you are not dealing with an acute inferior infarction. Finally, marked LVH usually produces increased R-wave amplitude in the lateral chest leads in association with ST-T-wave changes of LV strain, which often entails some J-point and ST-segment depression. Instead of manifesting tall R-waves in lateral chest leads V5 and V6, some patients manifest very deep S-waves in anterior leads V1, V2, and/or V3. When this happens, instead of seeing the J-point and ST-segment depression that you usually see in lateral chest leads V5 and V6, you may see the mirror image opposite picture in the anterior leads. This is essentially a mirror test applied on the tall R waves and J point and ST depression in leads V5 and/or V6, that when flipped vertically results in very deep anterior S waves with ST elevation. Appreciation of this way in which LVH may sometimes mimic anterior infarction by use of the mirror test can help to avoid misdiagnosing LVH as acute anterior infarction.